So point is that most of the brethren, you know, the you know, Emanus family and the leadership team all sustained just minimal damage, nothing that's driving them out of their homes or anything of that sort. However, some of the folks that are less fortunate are numbering about, he said about 15 or 17 people from five families are mm-hmm. in the church with no place to go.
Oh my. Okay.
You know, and that's just their little circle of influence right there in that little Maui area. So
mm-hmm.
I'm sure, you know, out in the northwest point of 80, there's a town called Jeremy, and that hurricane right in the middle of that. So I'm sure that the story is a lot more horrific out that way.
Sure.
And Mary from Trees That Feed, I have some associates there in Jeremy that we're concerned about. You know, I'm sure that she hasn't been able to reach them, but I'm sure we're going to hear a real story from them.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think if you're able to put together an email to me, you know, with a brief summary, that might be good. I could get that out to some brethren as well as, you know, putting something there on WhatsApp, and then they'll be able to see that, and we'll pray. And if we're able to, if some people want to contribute some funds for that, we could get it down there some way, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can get it down there in a minute. If we have some funds, we can
sure.
we can bank transferred or whatever. But and that really is, of course, the prayer is always required. But there's also something to address, you know, because it puts Emanus in a really terrible, you know, place where
right.
he has to try to manage this from without any resources.
It's, sure.
It's really tough on him.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, I'll alert some of the brethren, and you can put something together to alert them and send it to me, and I'll get it out, and we'll see what we can do there.
Okay, Gary, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Alrighty, brother. Bless you. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.